There we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Remote Mom Collective podcast. This is Brittany, the Remote Mom, and today I am so excited to be talking to Jewel, and she is a mom, and she is manifesting, and she actually created the life that she lives now, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Jewel, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'll just give you an opportunity just to introduce yourself and we'll just kind of jump into your story.
Perfect. So I'm a first-time mom. I'm actually 26 years old. I studied nursing, but I quickly realized that nursing just wasn't for me anymore. It didn't align with my goals and values, and it didn't allow me to be the present mom that I wanted to be. So I definitely shifted my mindset to figure out how I could make money at home while being a stay-at-home mom and a present mom for my son. So I'm kind of making a guide right now to actually help postpartum moms because I feel a lot of moms lack in that area with the knowledge and resources, and I just want to be a resource for them.
I love that. And how old is your son?
He is 6 months old.
Okay, so you are a really new mom then. Okay.
I am a very fresh mom.
I love that. And how are things going?
Amazing, honestly. He's such a blessing. I am so beyond grateful that he chose me to be his mom.
Oh, I love that. That's so awesome. I'm glad that you're enjoying it and that it seems to be like something that I'd say that because my experience was a lot different when I had my daughter. I had a lot of postpartum depression, so I'm so glad it sounds like you're not really having to deal with any of that right now. So that's good.
No, I was very fortunate, and I believe it has to do with my mindset because I definitely set myself up for success and told myself, like, this is what I wanted, and it all just unfolded very beautifully for me.
So tell me a little bit about that. Like you said you were nursing and you were in that life, it's a lifestyle, right? Because nursing is pretty demanding with the scheduling. And how did you change your mindset? How did you get to where you are now?
So I actually worked as a labor and delivery nurse, and I just saw so many moms struggling and with like postpartum depression, and I knew that when it was my time to become a mom, I decided I wanted to make a vision board of what I wanted my pregnancy, labor and delivery, and postpartum to look like. So I had some I gathered some pictures from Pinterest to reflect and show, like, okay, this is what I want my pregnancy to look like. I want to look very fit and very healthy. This is what I want my hospital experience to be like. And it all just happened like that. And I just kept telling myself, I'm going to have a healthy baby. I'm going to have a safe, peaceful, and calm labor and delivery. And to my surprise, I did. I often
Wow.
see first-time moms, they're in labor for hours beyond hours or even days, and they're pushing for like hours as well. And I was very very fortunate to only be in active labor for 7 hours, and I pushed for 30 minutes.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. Now, I want to go back to the vision board that you mentioned because that's something that I actually my daughter's 9 and we actually did a vision board. She's very into Taylor Swift, so like her vision board was nothing but like Taylor Swift. But I digress. Do you like to do, you mentioned Pinterest, but do you like to do like cut out magazines from a vision board, or do you find that Pinterest really kind of helps you visualize everything?
I was doing that, but then I just found that I couldn't find as much as I wanted through the magazine. So I would go to Pinterest and it would really articulate what I wanted. So I would print it off, or even now, you don't even have to print off pictures. You can make a vision board on Canva. So you can copy and paste those images. And I just decided to save my vision board as my lock screen. So it was something that I was looking at constantly. So it was
That's a
ingrained in my head.
great idea. I was just about to ask you how, because I've created Pinterest boards too, but then they just go into like Pinterest La La Land and I don't see them again unless I'm going back and like am referring to it constantly. But when Pinterest first came out, I had tons of Pinterest boards and then I forgot it existed for a long time. So you actually save it as a screensaver on your phone. That's really smart.
Yes.
That's really smart. And so, do you have different Pinterest boards, like one for each kind of thing that you're trying to visualize?
So I'm actually not married yet, but I have a vision board of what I want my dream wedding to look like, my dream house. And ironically, I had already actually manifested my house before I had my baby, and I'm living in my dream house. There still needs to be other things that got to tweak for it, but yeah, every aspect of my life I would create a vision board for, and I would just reflect on it.
Okay, how did you manifest your house? Because I know I manifested my current job that I'm in, and so like I totally believe that it is something that is real, and I think that everybody experiences it, but we don't really know that it's necessarily like part of our manifestation. But I want to hear steps that you did to manifest your house.
So we need to move before. So my baby was born in November, but we need to find a new house by, I think, May. Yeah, May 1st is when we moved in. And so I just told myself, like, the perfect home is going to come to me. It's going to be so easy. So I even went down to like the color of the house, the color of the inside of my house, like what the interior will look like. And so I had come across the listing, and the house was there. And I'm like, okay, Josh, I'm going to message these people and see if the place is still available and if we can meet with them. It was on the market for 7 minutes. So I messaged the people, and they messaged me right back. And it was such a smooth process. They absolutely adored us, and they were like willing to accept us and didn't even consider anybody else.
What? So what were you doing to manifest? So you did you create a Pinterest board? Were you writing this down? Were you saying it out loud? What steps were you taking?
So I was writing it out loud, or sorry, yeah, I was visualizing it, and then I was saying it out loud, like, this is what I want my house to look like. This is what where I want to live. I don't want to live far. The Pinterest board, like I said, I created like what I want my bedroom to look like, what I want my cabinets and my decor to look
Kitchen.
like, and that's
Yeah.
what it literally all looks like that. So I
Oh
just
my.
kept telling myself every single day, and I journal. I find journaling very helpful to bring my manifestation, sorry, to fruition. And yeah, in the morning I'd say, I'm going to find my dream home. This is what it's going to look like. And at the end of the day, I just tell myself, I look forward to having this home. And it fell in my lap.
Wow. All right. So you journaled, you did Pinterest boards, you say it out loud, and you know, it is what it is, and you accept it and it'll be there. And it was there and it was so smooth. So it almost like fell in your lap. It was totally meant to be. And I don't believe in coincidences either. So I feel like you definitely played a part in aligning yourself with that house that was on the market for 7 minutes. That's
Of
insane.
course.
That's insane. So you wanted to talk today about really like bringing awareness to other moms that they too can really manifest and make things happen in their life, right? Similar to what you were doing. Now, are you doing this? Are you a coach? Are you a manifestation coach?
I'm not by any means a manifestation coach. I think I'm going to use my nursing to actually help postpartum moms. So I'm trying to figure out how I can incorporate that, but also help them shift their focus, because I feel like that's a big piece, is we're stuck in this kind of negative thinking sometimes, and it's really hard to get out of it. So if we can shift their focus, especially during postpartum, it'll really help.
So what are you doing now to connect with other moms? Do you share tips on Instagram? Are you starting your own business now? How are you connecting?
So I've actually started using Threads,
Oh,
and
isn't
I
Threads the
found,
best?
right? So I've been posting a bunch of stuff on Threads, offering myself to be a resource for new moms or even seasoned moms, because some people have a child years later after their first, and it's a whole new experience once again. Like, each experience is a different experience with every child that you have. So I've been sharing some tips, and I've actually had some moms reach out to me, and this is my goal. I want to help these moms have a better experience, because my thread, I'm not sure if you use Threads often, but my Threads is constantly flooded with moms and their negative experiences. And I
Yes.
want to shift the focus to being a better experience for them.
Yes, that's actually how you and I met, was on Threads, because I'm not on really a lot of other social media. I haven't had an Instagram really for a very long time, and I only signed up for Instagram again because of this podcast, and then so that I could get on Threads. And it just seems like such a more open platform and more positive, and I'm really loving it. And speaking of moms, if y'all keep hearing dinging in the background, my mother keeps texting me, so I apologize that it's coming through and I can't figure out how to turn it off on my computer. So sorry about that. But yeah, your Threads is a great place to communicate, and you're right, there is a lot of negative talk. There's a lot of I know that when I was a new mom, I really didn't get a snap out of the negativity until my daughter was 3, and she's 9 now. So it took a long time for me to get out of that mindset, because I was mourning the person that I lost, who I was before I became a mom. And that was really the hardest part for me.
I also had pregnancy and like motherhood affirmations, and my favorite one was I am transitioning into motherhood with ease and grace, and I can't even begin to tell you like how easy and beautiful it was. Like, yes, I have my bad days, but then I sit there and I take a deep breath. And I focus on better feeling thoughts, and I am able to shift my mindset from negativity to positivity really quick.
Isn't it amazing how our minds can have that much control over, the way we feel? And really, it is it see it, it it's easy for us to sit here and say it's just changing your mindset, but really, that's what it is for the most part. And that does require a lot of work and, digging in and journaling and kind of understanding who you are and getting to that authentic connection with yourself. But then once you get there, it's incredible.
Life is supposed to be joyful, and it's not supposed to be filled with all these hardships. Like, yes, the hardships help us grow and evolve as individuals, but that's not the meaning of life. Life is supposed to be joyful. You're supposed to feel good, not feel upset or have these negative feelings or emotions.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm getting chills because my last podcast guest that I just spoke to yesterday works with a program called Joyful Support. And so joyful isn't a word that I use really that often, or that comes across my path. Like, I guess it does on a weekly basis, but like not back to back to back. And that it's very aligned right now. That word keeps coming up. So it's very, you're right. Life is supposed to be joyful, and I think it's finding those moments and those tools to help us get there. And sometimes it really is just growing and changing your perspective that helps you find that joy.
Oh, of course.
Now, one other thing that you mentioned in your bio that really resonated with me was, you said being a stay-at-home mom doesn't mean giving up my ambitions. It means redefining them to fit this beautiful new chapter of my life. And I think that's what so many new moms, myself included, when I was a new mom, I think that's what we forget. We get lose sight of who we are.
Of
Do you
course.
think that your mindset and the way that you kept journaling and your vision boards, that absolutely helps you believe that? Like, what?
Oh,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
100%. I recently went away on vacation to Florida, and so my son at the time was 5 months, and it's extremely hot down there right now. And we want to go to Disney and Universal, and I'm like, okay, it's not expensive, but it is a little bit pricey to go. And if he can't handle this whole day, then I'm throwing away $500 to go to an amusement park. So I had received free tickets to Busch Gardens, and I was like, great, this is going to be a trial error to see how well he does in Busch Gardens for the whole day. And I just included him, and I still was able to do the things that I wanted, and he still had a great time. He still had his naps at the same time that he normally does. I do keep his schedule flexible during the day so that I still can do the things that I want to do. But even my flight down there, you hear so many horror stories that, the children freak out, scream, and cry. My son slept ascending and descending, and I was so overwhelmed with so much patience people had with me and the help that they were offering. It's just including your children in the things that you do, and you don't lose your sense of identity. You're just building a new one with them. And it's actually a really beautiful experience.
I like that, building a new one with them. That's really, I think that's the key right there, is build you're building a new identity to include your child. And I think that's the hardest, because I was so busy mourning that person that I was losing of myself, and I was missing the focus of who I was becoming and who I could be. And honestly, I didn't even really get, I mean, I'll be 42 in June, very soon, and I really didn't find out who exactly I was until my mid 30s. And so you are way ahead of me being 26, because you are eons ahead of where I was when I was 26. So kudos to you for knowing and for recognizing that about yourself. And I love that you're encouraging other moms to, find what they're looking for. Now, what's your biggest piece of advice when you're reaching out to moms on Threads and communicating with them? What's like a reoccurring piece of advice that you share with them?
I think it's just trust your instincts. Your mother instincts always kick in. And honestly, if you think you're doing something wrong, you're probably not, and you're really over caring for your child because you have so much like thought going into things that you do for them. You're 100% doing it right. Everyone's experience is completely different, and I think it's beautiful that everyone gets to experience different experiences. But yeah, that's my biggest advice for some people.
Your
And that's what I
biggest.
keep telling them.
I definitely agree with that. It's really important for us to give ourselves grace, right? And I think you're right. If we are overthinking it, it's simply because we care so much. And so we don't need to get on ourselves. Don't be hard on yourself for overthinking something. You just care so much about your family and the decisions that you're making. How can someone who is struggling and they know that they're struggling, where can they start to get on a similar path that you're on?
It all comes from clarity. I think that's my biggest thing because my whole life I always knew what I wanted, and I've always wanted to help people, whether it was actually caring for people and providing medical care or care for new moms. And I was just clear on what I want. And anytime you feel upset, just think, okay, what is it that I do want? Everyone knows what they don't want, but they also know what they do want. So when you identify what you don't want, shift your focus onto thinking about the things that you do want and just naturally let it flow to you.
That seems so simple, right? And it really is, isn't it?
It is simple, but it's honestly, it is a hard like concept to grasp as well because we get stuck on like thinking, why? How is this going to happen? How am I going to get this? How am I going to shift my focus? Why is this so difficult right now? My son suffered colic in the beginning. And he cried constantly. And the loud noise was a trigger for me. But I sat there and I thought, I'm like, okay, something is wrong with him and he's trying to communicate with me. One of his needs isn't being met, so I need to figure out what it was. And I quickly realized, okay, how can I help my son? And I figured out ways to help him and also help myself as well.
So no, it's just taking it one step at a time is really where you should start to
Of
get
course.
the, yeah, right. So most of the moms who listen to this podcast either already are working remotely, or they want to work remotely, or they own their own business and they work from home. And I know that there are so many ways that we could use this method, this manifestation, this law of attraction, just this positive thinking and journaling that we can all use in our everyday lives. It doesn't have to necessarily be just like about moms, or it doesn't necessarily have to be about transitioning to a new person in your life, or whatever that is. It can be focused on work goals too.
Of course. I think the biggest takeaway is that changing your mindset, you can actually achieve anything you set your mind to.
Yeah. Absolutely. What is the biggest, what is something that you have surprised yourself when you like it has, have you come across anything where you thought, oh, I can't do that, but when you actually set your mind to it and you started working towards it, or you started using your vision boards and your journaling, that you actually achieved?
I honestly didn't think I would get my, so I'm also a paramedic, so I didn't think
Oh.
I would have achieved all of these different degrees or certificates that I have. I really shocked myself, and even just being like on honor roll getting it as well. I think that's like the biggest like aha thing for me. Like I was in like school back to back to back, just trying to educate myself as much as I can. And sometimes I had like doubt in myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to do this? And I just surprised myself with being able to do it.
And you're so proud of yourself after you're able to, after you accomplish that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we are actually up on time. Thank you so much, Jewel, for coming here today to share your story. If there anybody has any questions or they want to connect with you, what are some great ways that they can get in touch with you?
They can definitely reach me by Instagram. That's my main means of communication right now until I get everything else up and ready.
Okay.
It's at Jewel Krasinowski. I know it's quite long, so maybe you want to share in your show notes.
Yep, absolutely. And it and you're just on Instagram?
Yeah, just for now.
Okay.
And my DMs are always open. I'm always here to help people out, whatever they need.
And do you know what services, like, do you have a course planned?
I actually have a guide in the works.
Okay.
So once it's ready, I will release it. But even
Awesome.
just like general questions or wanting to look at my vision boards, I can always share that with any individual that would like that.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, definitely link up your Instagram in the show notes. And if anybody has any questions, reach out to Jewel and she can help you. And thank you again, Jewel, for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate your time. And for all the listeners out there, being different makes a difference. So let's support and inspire each other. Thank
Thanks for
you.
having me.